Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Implied, your daily breakdown of high volatility stocks, where the big opportunities lie. This is November 12th, 2025. So glad you could make it. I've got a story today that is just a complete paradox. Okay, so I was digging into the cloud wars, you know, Amazon versus Google versus Microsoft, and I found a number that just doesn't make sense. We all think of Amazon's AWS as the king, right? The 800-pound gorilla? Well, get this. Oracle's backlog of signed cloud deals is now $455 billion. And Amazon's? It's sitting at $200 billion. I mean, my jaw hit the floor. Oracle's pipeline is 2.3 times bigger than Amazon's. It means that Oracle has convinced companies, including a massive $300 billion AI deal with OpenAI, to sign on the dotted line for more future business than the undisputed king of cloud. It's an unbelievable sales victory. And you'd think the stock would be a rocket ship, right? Well, here's the crazy part. The stock has crashed 25% in the last month. It's a total bloodbath. So what is going on? How can you have the biggest order book in the industry and have your stock fall off a cliff? Well, the panic really set in this week. News just dropped that analysts at Erste Group downgraded the stock to hold, and their reasoning? Honestly, it's terrifying. My read is this. Wall Street is looking at that $455 billion backlog, and they're not seeing a payday. They're seeing an invoice. To actually deliver on all those AI contracts, Oracle has to build a truly staggering number of data centers, and they have to do it yesterday. And how are they paying for it? Debt. Loads of it. The analyst report pointed out Oracle is now sitting on $111 billion in total debt. They're basically taking out a massive loan to build a new house, hoping the new tenant pays them back before the bank forecloses. The market is betting that the spending is going to kill their profits before the revenue even shows up. Of course, here's the catch. What if this is just the most aggressive, brilliant, high-stakes gamble in tech? Larry Ellison is famous for this. He's undercutting AWS on price, taking on all this debt, and basically trying to steal the entire next generation of AI business before Amazon even knows what hit them. If it works, the stock is unbelievably cheap right now. But the competition is not sitting still. I mean, just today, Google announced it's opening a new sovereign cloud hub in Germany and a big new AI partnership with Vast Data. So you know, the giants are awake. The takeaway here is that Oracle stock is a pure, high-stakes bet on whether that $455 billion backlog is a gold mine or a black hole. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss a new episode. This was Implied. It's not investment advice. Until next time, cheers.